the foreclosure problem spreads.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. Americans keep wondering, when is the housing market going to bottom? Well, the foreclosure firm Realty Track reports this morning foreclosure filings dropped from April to May. But as Ashley Milne-Tite reports, there's not much reason to celebrate.
Foreclosures dropped 6% from April's record high, but May numbers were up 18% from the year before. It's now the third highest foreclosure month on record. Nevada, California, and Florida still have the highest rates in the country. But Rick Sharga of Realty Track says foreclosures are going up in states like Idaho, Oregon, and Utah.
The majority of new foreclosures appear to be unemployment-related as opposed to the subprime adjustable rate loan problem that we've been dealing with the last couple of years.
Sharga says one in every 398 homes received a foreclosure filing last month. He says the government's initiatives to keep people in their homes haven't had enough time to kick in. Realty Track forecasts around 4 million foreclosure filings will be made this year. That's up from 3 million last year. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis is scheduled to testify to Congress today. Lawmakers want to know, did the government put undue pressure on Lewis to buy Merrill Lynch last December? Congressional investigators have emails they say show the Federal Reserve threatened to get Lewis fired if he didn't go through with the purchase. Looking at stocks now, European shares are up less than 1% this morning. Asian markets ended mixed. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 lost a third of a percent. So did the NASDAQ. The Dow gave up 24 points and closed at 8,739. Investors are getting a little nervous about rising interest rates and rising oil prices. When oil prices go up, it can boost investment in other types of energy, including nuclear. But besides environmental concerns, the cost of nuclear energy is a problem. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton tells us about a company trying to make nuclear reactors smaller and cheaper.
If you're in the market for a nuclear reactor these days, you're pretty much stuck with a 1,000-megawatt model that'll run you about $10 billion. That's because building bigger typically brings the cost per watt down. But Christopher Mowry with the nuclear energy company Babcock & Wilcox says the high price has kept all but the largest utilities out of the market.
You're basically betting the company when you make that type of investment. So we're creating an option here that is affordable by a broader nuclear utility and industrial base.
The key here is that Mowry's reactors are modular. Utilities can start small, then plug in additional modules as demand rises. Each unit is a self-contained reactor like those used on nuclear submarines. Harvard energy policy expert Matthew Bunn says the idea holds promise, but
the history of the nuclear age is littered with promising reactor projects that didn't pan out.
And Bunn says until this new technology is officially approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, it's too early to say whether this time will be any different. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
A fender bender in a tiny car could mean a big repair bill. New crash tests show damage to so-called microcars in crashes of 3 to 6 miles per hour can cost from $475 to more than $3,700. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says damages from low-speed crashes should cost less than the typical $500 deductible, and that, quote, anything $1,500 or higher is egregious.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies, online at trustedchoice.com. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources, producemoreconservemore.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
In Chicago, the cost of parking has as much as quadrupled since the city leased control of its meters to a private company. The deal is raising questions about when it makes sense to privatize public services and when it doesn't. From Chicago Public Radio, Adrian Hill reports.
If you want to hear Chicago drivers get all worked up, just ask them about parking meters.
There, looks like it's $3.50 an hour, though. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's absurd.
That's Stanley King. He's parking a silver Lexus in Chicago's downtown and trying to figure out how to use one of the new parking meters.
If I don't need a half an hour, that's what, $1.75? Seven quarters. How many did that bring?
He calls the city's rush to privatize a joke. And drivers aren't the only ones expressing frustration with the deal, for which the city was paid nearly $1.2 billion. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's been called out by the city inspector general for rushing the contract that gives control of the meters away for 75 years. But Daley stands by it. He says the money he's made leasing out pieces of the city's infrastructure is essential to Chicago's financial health.
Now, if we didn't have these, if I didn't have the Skyway deal, the parking garages, the parking meters, we'd be in terrible positions.
In addition to leasing some of the city's tollways and parking structures, Daley's also pushed to privatize Midway Airport in a deal that fell through at the last minute because of the collapse in the credit market. It's a rush to sell that Columbia University economist Elliot Sklar calls short-sighted.
You have a government that doesn't want to deal with the question of raising taxes to provide services. So it's essentially, it's a short-run expedient. After they've sold everything off, what do they do in the second year? What's the next act?
Do members of the public ever benefit from these privatization deals in terms of, I mean, do fees actually ever go down when infrastructure is privatized?
Conceptually, anything can happen, but I'm not aware of it.
Sklar says he thinks we'll start seeing a move away from cities and states selling their assets to private companies as the public starts to realize there are things the government can and should do well. In Chicago, I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And in other parking news, the Boston Globe reports a parking spot in that city's upscale Back Bay neighborhood attracted multiple bidders. Yesterday's final purchase price, $300,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.